You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, daspitlaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Del and AJ. We are live at Golden Nugget Lake Charles. We got here last night, me and Del hanging out here for DraftKings.
That's really cool. You guys got to spend some time together.
Yeah, we had some corn dogs.
Nice.
And yeah.
Del said he loves corn dogs.
He loves corn dogs.
And he calls them glizzies with bread.
Any, but he was eating corn dogs.
He calls them corn glizzies, yeah, is what he calls them.
It was great, though.
In the texture.
He and I watching games together.
I call them deep fried glizzies.
Anyway,
doesn't make it any better.
I can hear you. I can barely hear you, Del.
That was the plan. I'm happy to be here, but as you might know, he started with lies again. We didn't hang out, which is fine.
I actually believed it this time.
No, I didn't see him.
The corn dogs felt weird,
it
but
felt
whatever.
Like a lie. When you hear
corn
dogs,
Del at all.
Well, you don't? Well, I hear Del.
I'll mess
you
with your
yeah.
microphone. Mm-hmm. I mean, your headset. But he started with lies, but that's fine. That's fine. But we got something to not talk about me.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Texans.
Let's talk about the Texans. Oh, let's get it on. Let's get it on track. First of all, let's talk about
the Golden Nugget.
Yeah.
We watched the games here. It was a great time. It's a beautiful, beautiful sport.
Beautiful. Game.
And I'm telling you, how fun is that? I mean, the place was packed. It was awesome yesterday. NFL weekends are just fantastic.
Is there not a TV? Do they put that on a projectable screen over there on the, you know, where there's usually a big...
No, I don't know.
I don't.
Yeah, focus.
Yeah, I can't focus, though, because you know me, Del.
No.
I have
no,
a hard time focusing. Usually there's a big screen over there.
Yeah, but the Texans thing, you can look at these TVs, Lance. Look at Look at these over here. They're great. So
we're vanquishing all foes.
Did I not tell you that was going to be a tough game?
You did.
You were
worried about that one.
I was worried about that game, and rightfully so. Oh, how many points do the Texans give up per game this year?
16.3.
How many do they give
actually
up?
Lower than that.
And
now.
How many do you give up?
20.
Are you at all worried about the defense right now?
Yeah, I think you got to be. They appear to be letting off the gas, and they appear to become a major problem. And the offense is having to carry this team.
40.
A 40 spot.
Uh-huh. Oh, Del didn't think they'd score enough.
If CJ was a real one, he would have made a joke like, you know, once again, we had to carry this. The offense had to carry this team. That would have been the best joke.
Everybody
would have been the best joke.
He ain't got that in him.
No, he's too serious. He didn't have those jokes.
No,
I don't know who has the jokes from the offense. D'Amico's got kind of a serious team.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a lot of jokesters on that team.
Yeah, no.
Who says the funny stuff?
We would say something like
that. Yeah, we would say that. Yeah. I'd immediately led with, offense did it again, guys.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Here we go with all of our touchdowns.
Here's your headline again.
All of our touchdowns in the red zone. I can't really hear myself at all.
Now I can't hear you at all
because you're way too loud for everyone else.
Yeah.
But it's just screwing.
Well,
up.
How does it? Let's get AJ in here.
Yeah.
And ask him. AJ, do you hear everybody? Is it all good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not going to be able to as much because, I got nothing in this year.
Yeah, you just turned everybody off. Well, congratulations, Del.
Everyone's
Let's
too
talk
loud.
About this team, though. Let's talk about, okay, First of all, the offense did a really nice job. I don't know. It's hard. I wish you were, I wish the Texans were playing the Cardinals every week or in the playoffs. That'd be great. But that's not, I don't think that's going to be the case in either. You know, seeing as though they're in the NFC. So it's a bit difficult. I mean, you finally were able to slow down Jacoby Brissett, who just destroys you every time you play him, except this time. Well, and one other time. He's 8-2 now as a starter against the Texans. Yeah. But that was, listen, the Jawar Jordan truthers were out in full force. I listened to the post-game show on my drive here.
Yeah.
And holy crap, you'd think Jawar Jordan. I mean, somebody said Dominic Davis. Somebody said, I knew Jawar Jordan.
Everyone wants to be the one who knew the cool band before everyone else did.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah, Jawar Jordan was great. Jawar Jordan had a nice preseason, a really nice preseason.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
And he showed some stuff.
He's a wee fellow.
Yeah. That's okay. You could be wee and be good.
Yeah, no, he had a nice, I mean, he obviously had a really nice game. I mean, you know.
The greatest ever in a debut by a Texans running back.
Did he? Is that, was it?
Yes.
Really? 15 carries, 101 yards.
Yeah.
He had a 50-yard run. So what he is a very small running back. He's about 190 pounds, maybe. He came out in the 180s. He's small, but, you know, he has burst. He's a slashing zone scheme type runner. And, you know, he looked good in the preseason.
Yeah.
In the preseason in camp, he was one of the guys who ran the ball well. But you can want him all you want. Woody Marks is the guy.
Yeah.
Let's not get, you know, let's not turn this into something it's not. I'm glad he performed like that. And if Nick Chubb, you know, if you need somebody with a little, frankly, I'd rather see him than Dare on carries. Dare is safe on a lot of stuff. Mm. That's fine. Relatively safe. I mean, he had a big touchdown against Kansas City.
He had a big touchdown. Okay. Every time we bring up, you know, Dare, Dell's got to bring up the touchdown against Kansas City.
Well, it happened just last week.
Yeah,
well,
that's
it wasn't 8 weeks ago.
You're bringing up week one for Dare, and Dare's like, hey, tell him about week 15 or 14 or whatever.
He's referencing the fumble. I mean, what happened more recently?
You know how hot it was that day?
No, it's even more than that. You know what they pulled
it's
yesterday?
It's literally outside.
Why
right
are
now?
They doing a freaking shotgun, a wildcat with Dare.
They ain't got nothing to do with Dare.
Faking reverses and all this crap. What are you doing?
Well, so you
he
take,
did make a nice catch in the flat, though.
Yeah,
he,
you take quarterback. I don't mind that. You take quarterback out so you don't have a, you know, so you have you don't have a dead blocker in there with a quarterback. I get it. It's fine. I mean, you just ran right down the middle. You don't get any movement.
No.
It's never changing.
He faked the handoff and he got tackled right there.
Nick, it's never changing. The only time it ever changes is when you have a screwed up snap where CJ doesn't get the snap and it bounces luckily to Woody Marks, who picks it up and runs, and everyone's like, what the hell's going on? And it's wide open.
Yeah.
And he's like, runs and dives, and it was an easy touchdown.
And then
he's
surfboarding.
Yeah, he went flying.
He's surfing on people, yeah. Yeah, it was great. That was a bit lucky. They did put up a 40 spot. Oh, I'm not going to, you know, the Dare play, whatever. I don't know the infatuation with Dare, but okay. That's all. Now you got Jawar. Now you got Woody and Jawar. And you got Dare, and you know what? You're actually running the football pretty. Listen, Woody and Jawar make some moves behind the line of scrimmage that Nick Chubb ain't making, that Dare ain't making. They've got some wiggle that these guys don't. Woody's got some wonderful instincts on one cut and get before he gets hit behind the line of scrimmage, he's making a nice cut. And Jawar showed some of that, too, yesterday. Holy crap, he had one run. I thought better than the 52-yarder was one of his 9-yard runs where it was like, holy crap.
Yeah.
That was – there's no way – well, maybe Woody would have done it,
he's
but the other guy's no chance.
Him. He's got some real wiggle.
He's got
to
great
him.
Wiggle. Great wiggle.
Yeah. And this is the thing with running backs. Running backs are a dime a dozen. If you really want to tell the truth – any running back in any situation, not any running back, but there are a lot of running backs that if they get into the right situation and it's blocked a certain way, they can go get yards. They can look good. Yeah. And some who are faster and have better burst will get more from a certain carry than Nick Chubb, who lost his burst, you know. You're not going to ask him to create yards after contact. That's not going to be Jawar Jordan. He's not going to break tackles. But if you block it up a certain way, he's got a chance to hit a 50-yarder, to turn a 3-yarder into a 9-yarder.
Yep.
Like, he's going to be able to do some stuff. Now, he's smaller. You know, I don't. I mean, the headline shouldn't be Juwar Jordan, but I get that fans are making it. You know, the reality is now, this is really, things are really, Kansas City's officially gone. The Ravens dead.
Well,
not officially. The Ravens are not dead yet, but it's not looking great for the Ravens.
They will probably host the game at home unless they lose to Pittsburgh. So I know what you're saying. They're not good. Not what they used to be, but someone's going to have to go into Baltimore and kill them in the
Yeah, I guess you still have to get rid of them. But the Texans are looking, you know, the Colts, another loss, and Phillip Rivers gave them a chance. I mean, it was kind of Phillip Rivers. He didn't screw it up. Phillip Rivers got all the attention, really, is the Colts' defense in the red zone.
Yeah.
Keeping they have, what, 6 field goals. They held Seattle, who's a pretty explosive offense, to 6 field goals. Unfortunately for the Colts, it was a 6 field goal that won the game. And now the Colts are, you know, Colts have to win out now. They have to beat San Francisco. They got to beat the Texans, and they got to beat the Jaguars, I think, is their last one. So the Colts are probably going to be gone. It looks like it's going to be the two in the AFC East because the Bills beat the Patriots. It's right now trending like Houston and Jacksonville. Jacksonville, another win yesterday. And then you've got the NFC North, I mean the AFC North. You got the Broncos, who looked good yesterday. We had some good games yesterday. There were some good football
Broncos
games.
Broncos and Chargers.
Broncos and Chargers.
Yep.
So you got two, four, six, seven. Yeah.
Yep.
And that's it. And so whoever wins the AFC North, that's it from that division. So right now, it's Houston versus the Colts. And, you know, I remember when we thought the Colts were, like, won the division. You just don't even, you know, who cares about the Colts? You just don't, you're not trying to catch the Colts. Now the Colts are the long shot to make the playoffs because the Texans are going to beat the Raiders.
Yeah. And the Texans are going to beat the Colts. And the Texans are you know, and, well.
Phillip Rivers against the Texans front is
big
not
game,
a good.
Big game, Chargers-Texans on the 27th.
Well, I mean, it really could be for playoff positioning, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it really could be.
No, it absolutely is. They're 10-4. Right now, they're the fifth seed. Texans win that game. I don't know. They won't. I don't know if they – yeah, they'll jump the Bills because they beat the Bills.
Well,
as long as the Bills lose.
Yeah, I don't know who the Bills are losing to the rest of the way, though, the way Josh Allen is playing. So the Bills the rest of the way.
Josh playing great.
They go to Cleveland. They do have the Eagles at home, and then they host the Jets. So if you're looking to catch the Bills, you got to hope the Eagles go into Buffalo and win.
Well, so – okay, so right now you're playing the Steelers. Oh, no. Right now you're playing the Patriots. And the Bills are playing the Jags, and the Chargers are playing the Steelers. Quite frankly, the road team might be the favorite in all three of those games. Texans go into the Patriots. You think they're a favorite right now?
Texans into the Patriots?
At the Patriots?
No, I don't. I mean, well, you know, the Bills were two and a half.
The Bills were a favorite.
So I don't think they should be. I mean,
I don't know.
I don't think they should be. Drake May is.
Well, I'll tell you, it won't be one. It won't be Patriots 2. Not now.
Bills were the favorite against the Texans too. I think the Bills with Josh Allen are going to have a higher power rating than the Texans.
Yeah.
You know, I think it'd be about a pick 'em.
About a pick 'em.
I think it'd be about a pick 'em. Yeah.
And okay.
A lot of
Bills at the Jaguars.
But now the Texans were 2.5 through. What were they against the Chiefs?
The Texans were 2.5 point dogs.
2.5 point dogs.
But that's the Chiefs.
Yeah, who weren't as good as the Patriots. But people still – look, the Patriots are getting we-don't-believe numbers yet. Vegas is still saying, what?
Well, because in large part, their schedule, okay?
I thought that was a good number they hung up. The Texans were 2.5 point underdogs with a desperate Chiefs team. The Bills laying 2.5 I thought was a bad number. I thought, this Patriots all day. And it looked like it for a long time. And the Patriots blew a 21-0 lead?
Yeah.
And Josh Allen made a comeback. I'll tell you what, the MVP race just got real interesting after the game Josh Allen had in the second half.
Yeah, Josh Allen.
He had a throw in the second half, that go-ahead touchdown. Oh, no, it was a go-ahead. See, I'm trying to remember the go-ahead touchdowns. He had a touchdown throw. Was it before Travion Henderson had his long run, or was it after? Was it the game winner? No, I think it was the game winner to Dawson Knox. He was moving right and threw a rocket into a tight window, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, what a throw.
Yeah.
I mean, Josh Allen right now is vanquishing all of his AFC quarterback throws. Patrick Mahomes, ACL tear out. Lamar Jackson's been terrible for much of the year. Joe Burrow, another disappointing game. Joe doesn't even like football anymore. I don't even know, like, he beat yesterday Drake May, who's the up-and-coming guy. Like, Josh Allen is reasserting his dominance.
Well, Josh Allen passed
in NFL.
Josh Allen, it's Matthew Stafford and Josh Allen right now.
Yeah.
Yep, that's what it is.
Yeah. No. I mean, Drake May still had a good – he had, what, a touchdown pass and two touchdown runs?
Yeah.
That was still a good game
for
him.
Yeah, but you lose the game and you
know what? Isn't that crazy?
It is.
And it was really because they were – it was really
because – But Josh Allen is Superman, man.
But it was really because – yeah, and see, that's the difference. Yeah. There's quarterbacks who have – like Josh Allen, if you look at who he has at receiver, Josh Allen is being able to carry a heavy, heavy workload.
Hey, there's some people talking about Brandon Bean and what he's doing over there. What the hell? How come he can't get him any talent?
Yeah, Keon Coleman. I'm watching Keon Coleman thinking he ain't getting a fifth-year option.
Hell no. He didn't suit up a couple games.
I know. So he'll be gone. You had Matt Collins, who's now, you know, I mean, he was just a fill-in.
Shakir.
You got Khalil Shakir, who's a slot. Who's
you got a couple good tight ends.
Yeah, you got a couple good tight ends.
You got nice running game. Nice running game.
Yeah, you got James Cook.
Yeah.
And they've got a Ty Johnson who is good out of the backfield, but they don't have – not Ty Johnson. Yeah, it is Ty Johnson. No. Yeah. He's pretty good out of the backfield in general. And so, I mean, you've got a bunch of fat guys on the offensive line and Spencer Brown, a non-fat guy. I don't know, man. I think Josh Allen's doing a lot with not a ton.
Not a ton.
Not relative to everyone else.
And look at what Matthew Stafford has.
Look at what Jalen Hurts has over there.
Look what Matthew Stafford has.
And look at what Matthew Stafford has.
Holy crap.
There's a lot of quarterbacks with a lot more. So,
yeah.
But our guy, C.J. Stroud, when we come back, we probably need to talk about the fact that C.J. was – how good was that to see an early 57-yard touchdown pass on Nico Collins?
Second play? Not bad. All right. And you know what? Then I kind of, you know, I was a little worried about the game. I wasn't nearly as worried when they jumped out 17-0 after three possessions. Yeah.
Nothing like a kickoff where the ball goes flying in the air and Texans grab it.
Yeah. There's Dare coming through again. That's my guy. I've been a big Dare guy. Time for you. You're a big John Daspit guy.
Yeah, I am. And John Daspit is, you know, he's actually working. Young Jazz, who's on the box, she is. She hosts the show, the morning show over there, and she does stuff with the Rockets, and she's all over Houston. I love Jazz, and she got hit. She speaks for John Daspin on another station, and she got hit by a car from behind, and she had to call immediately, get a hold of John Daspin immediately, and he made sure that she got to the doctors. He helped walk her through the process so that everything was, you know, there is a process. You don't want to be stuck in a situation where you're injured, you don't go, you wait too long, you don't let the good people over at Daspit Law tell you how you need to do this. You got to go see a doctor, you got to go get x-rays, MRIs, see if there's anything wrong with you. If there's not, that's great. If there is, they need to know so that they can make sure and get you taken care of, because those hospital bills will pile up on you. And so you need to make sure that you establish that the other person's insurance company is going to pay for that. They'll pay for the time you miss from work. You got pain and suffering settlements for a lot of people who, especially at the workplace, if you're injured at the workplace, pain and suffering is a big deal, because, you know, you can be hurt badly in refinery blasts, in offshore accidents. A lot of things around the coast here that we have to deal with, that some of the workers, blue-collar workers, have to deal with. And John Daspit and his law firm takes care of that. 713-CALL-NOW. That's the phone number. You need to have John Daspit on your side. 713-CALL-NOW or go to DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5.
This is John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
By the time this is said and done, obvious, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that it would be better going to the Jags than it would be going to the Patriots. You know what? The Jags are playing really good football. And you know what? Because they're the Jags,
yeah.
Everybody is there's the Jags. You know what? Jags are playing good football. Yeah. Liam Cohen might be coach of the year.
Yeah, chance. I think it's still Vrabel. Vrabel's still a pretty big lead. But Liam Cohen, it'll close after this week.
Yeah.
It'll close, and Ben Johnson will be back in the mix. Those three are the big three. Shador, a big day.
No. I took the Bears' defense. I could have had any defense. I took the Bears because Shador in -9-degree weather, no thanks.
Three interceptions, no touchdowns. We'll see if Josina Anderson says anything today. But, no, it was I think it's still Vrabel because of where they came from. Like, they were literally terrible. And Jacksonville had talent. Jacksonville was – they still had some talent. But, yeah, they've just been steady. It doesn't always look good for them, but it's been steady. They should have beaten the Texans twice. They didn't. We got them. We're the only ones who have interrupted their little run.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I'd rather be in warm weather against the Jaguars than cold weather.
Yeah.
I say that, but I don't know. It's not like the Texans.
Go.
The Texans are kind of grimy. Actually, the Texans play like a cold weather.
Go
team.
Get hit by a Texan in that cold weather.
Yeah.
And see how that feels.
Well, maybe. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's like if they had a game here right now in Lake Charles, it's 30 degrees right now here.
Yeah.
I bet that feels terrible. Of course, I was in Chicago last week at 19 degrees.
Yeah, right.
So, and my son's going to New York. Mason, I had to tell him yesterday because, 19-year-olds are not that
going to
smart.
New York by himself.
I said, listen, he and his friend to visit a friend who goes to NYU. And I said, listen, I know you think you can just go with a hoodie. I know that because I know you don't have a coat. And we've been telling you to get a coat for the last 2 weeks for this trip. I'm going to demand. I'm leaving one of my coats. It's going to be too big, but you didn't get a coat. You have no idea what you're in for.
No, it's cold.
With
I was just
degrees.
There 2 weeks ago. It was cold.
It's cold.
It's cold.
And it blow, and the wind rolls through the streets. And I said, cold weather. Like, I watched the Texans and Chiefs game, and I thought, ooh, and that's nothing compared to Texans Chiefs last year. It was even colder.
Yeah.
In
the playoffs, yeah.
Yeah, but I think the Texans are uniquely, like –
I don't think
having that kind of defense. Yeah. I don't think the cold weather actually would hurt this team. This isn't like a greatest show on turf team. Far from it.
Yeah. So at what? Okay. So a couple of things. First of all, offensively, it's hard. Again, it's hard to tell because it was the Cardinals, and it's just what the Cardinals do, right? The Cardinals give up a bunch of points. They're not good. But you know what? The offense is. We're not talking about how crappy the offensive line is anymore. You got yourself a little running game now with Woody and Jawar, who's the savior of the team. Jawar is now officially the savior of the team. You got Nico and Higgins playing well. You got a special teams game with Noel. Dude is a returner now.
I like Jalen. Jalen Ohl's having a big impact on
he really
on
is
kick returns. Yeah.
Punt
returns and kick returns.
There isn't a return that you're like this guy. He can break it. He puts you. How many times how many times in the last four weeks has he put you in great field position?
Yeah, it's been big. It's been critical. He had one against Kansas City. I tell you what, he's really been an important part of this. He doesn't play as much as people would like. If everyone had it their way, if Texans fans had it their way, Davis Mills would be handing off to Jawar Jordan and throwing to Jalen Noel. That's the perfect scenario. Mills, Jordan, and Noel, and the fans would be so excited. Like, this is our best team. I want the 185-pound running back. I want the wide receiver with like 70 snaps this year. And Davis Mills, who we've seen plenty of times. We know exactly who he is.
Dude, when Gardner Minshew went in yesterday after Mahomes hurt his knee and he threw a completion, I was like, now how many people are going to say they might be better off with Gardner Minshew
now? Until he threw the interception.
Until the interception, was awful.
It takes a little while, but there's people out there just like my son who is like, great, Dad, what's wrong? What happened? Are you okay? Oh, well, you said Rockets shouldn't trade for – it's already like Rockets need to make a trade right now for Giannis. I'm like, what? Why are we doing this? He's like, yeah, they need a trade. And so I immediately just shut it down. I said, would you take that trade? The trade you just offered, if you were Milwaukee, no. So then I thought I was done with that. Then he goes, Dad, remember what you said? Great. Guess who's going to get Giannis now? Either San Antonio or Oklahoma City.
What?
Like Oklahoma City. He goes, yeah, if you're Oklahoma City, you got to trade for Giannis. I said,
what?
They've lost once.
Your kids are.
Oh, they lost the second time?
Yeah, they just lost this weekend.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, maybe that's why they got to make a trade. I'm like, you're really trying to. Things are going good. Why are we trying to mess things up? It's the same thing with the Texans. Things are going good right now. Don't mess anything up.
Well,
don't mess it up.
Yeah. No, no, no. Listen.
And D'Amico doesn't care what you. He didn't care what you tried to say.
Hey, AJ, get Bill Cowher. Get Bill Cowher. And I, you know what? This is, I mean, everybody's catching on. Look, it took us a little while because of the way that they started and everything else. And I hear it from my buddy Martin, and he's always like, you guys said they wouldn't make it. They suck.
Wait a minute. They had, look.
They sucked to start the year.
It took a miracle against Jacksonville to put them in this position.
Yeah, that's right. Well, even if they hadn't, they'd be in this position. Even if they'd lost
that game. Who knows the domino effect mentally?
Right,
you know, to play in Kansas City.
No, listen, they've stepped up, and now they're good. They're a really good football team. Listen, they were bad, okay? They were bad the first 3 weeks. They were 3-5, and deservedly so. They were not playing good. Now they're playing great football. Oh, we're jumping on. No. We're saying how, you know what, we're speaking truths, not, oh, they're going to be okay. No, they weren't going to. They were, the offense was really, really, really bad. Nick Cayley was really, really bad. There are still some things that are, you know, that you worry a little bit about. The red zone offense, you still worry a little bit about it, even after yesterday. Hey, listen, they were still only 3-6 in the red zone for touchdowns yesterday.
Right.
That's not great.
No, they still did a lot of the old
stuff. A lot
stuff.
Of stupid, a lot of bad stuff. But you know what? I don't know, man. This team, listen to Bill Cowher and see if you don't agree with everything he says.
Do. But this defense, D'Amico Ryans and C.J. Stroud, and all of a sudden starting to do it. Woody Marks is coming here and giving them a little bit of a running game right now. Some young receivers are starting to step
up. Nico Collins making plays every single week.
This is a football team. I watched them against the Kansas City Chiefs when the Kansas City Chiefs were desperate on a Sunday night. And I'll tell you, they went toe-to-toe with them.
Yeah.
That is one football team defensively. You're going to get in there? Ooh. I wouldn't want to play them. I think it's the best defense in football right now, playing at the highest of levels, and they got a quarterback who's starting to feel his oats right now, and they got a running game that goes with that.
Yeah.
The Houston Texans, to me,
feel his
I'll
oats.
Tell you what, you better buckle it up, and you better
get better buckle it up. Listen,
what does feel his oats mean?
You feel when your feet, you start
AJ,
touching.
AJ, you ever heard? No, you sow your oats.
No, you feel your oats? Yeah.
Feel your oats?
Yeah. You never heard that?
You sow your wild oats. I've
heard probably the worst thing, pause, too.
You what?
It's probably worth saying pause about, because that sounds wrong.
Yeah. Feel your... hold on. Oats. Feel your oats meanings.
You're feeling good.
Feel lively and energetic.
Yeah.
Feel one's oats.
Yeah, you've never heard that?
It seemed like he... Not mixed... it seemed like it was a mixed metaphor.
It's not.
I've heard sow your oats.
No, feel your oats. He's feeling his oats. You know, when you're touching your oats.
She's in the pink and feeling her oats. That's what dictionary says I should be. That's what dictionary. What are we doing here? Where's FCC?
What?
I can't be saying that kind of stuff. Dictionary.com.
Stop.
Feeling your oats means feeling energetic, lively, confident, and sometimes a bit cocky or self-important.
Yes. Well, did you hear the way Nico was talking?
Oh, stemming from the idea of a horse getting a burst of energy and becoming frisky after eating energy-rich oats instead of just hay.
Yeah, you never heard this?
So feeling your oats means the oats that you've consumed is like, oh, I feel a little bit
better. It's not touching anything.
Hey, yeah.
It's not touching
anything. And once again,
because
she's in the pink and feeling her oats is what dictionary.com uses as a sentence to tell me what feeling one's oats means.
Hmm.
Dictionary.com.
She's in the pink?
She's in the pink and feeling her oats.
I don't know what that means. I'm pretty sure the kids are on their way
that's
to school.
That's not Urban Dictionary. That's dictionary.com.
Pretty sure the kids are on their way to school. You shouldn't be
I think they
about
need
this.
To replace but that with Bill Cowher's.
Yeah. Bill, he's feeling his oats. You don't even
the
know
Texans,
what feeling your oats
the
means.
Texans are feeling their oats.
Yeah. It's kind of an old expression.
It's old.
It's old. It's
no,
old.
No one, I guarantee you there's...
AJ, did you know that expression?
No chance.
Absolutely not.
Never heard that.
I thought it was a mixed metaphor.
No,
but
it wasn't a mixed metaphor. You never heard that?
I think I have heard it before, but it's just never. Probably not since I was four.
but even maybe before.
Yeah.
Anyway, CJ is feeling his oats right now.
Yeah, apparently.
And apparently other people are feeling CJ's oats too. Dell doesn't like the phrasing. Nico, did you hear what Nico had to say about CJ? Listen to Nico talking about his quarterback after the game yesterday.
And with seven on, he on. And you see it, you know. And I feel like, man, when he get hot, man, he's probably the best. He is the best quarterback, you know. Dude's special, you know, in all levels, man. And I'm glad he's here. I'm glad he texted, for sure.
I saw one of them live. The one where he was rolling in through it between the window to Dalton. That was a crazy throw. I was like, yeah. In the game, I'm like, oh, man, that's crazy, man. You know, but a lot of quarterbacks can't make that throw, man. His release is so fast. That's why he's able to make some of those throws. I know people give CJ a lot of stuff, but CJ is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Like, when we do what we're supposed to do and give him time, I think he the best. So,
all right.
He is. This is why it's always – look, there's a good throw, too. He is this is what's disappointing when he's not accurate. It's because we know how accurate he can be. He can be a really accurate passer in tight windows. That throw to Schultz, I know which one they're talking about. That was a great one. And last week in Kansas City, there was a great one last week in Kansas City that we saw him make late in that game that was very, very critical. Remember, it was extended the drive and got the first down. You know, he's got that in him. He's got that in him.
He had two along to Jaden Higgins along the sideline, and he had the one down the field to Nico.
The word special was used twice by two different teammates. Two different teammates called him special in those clips.
Yep. You got to believe in your guy. You got to believe
in your guy. No doubt. I don't know that he's special, but I do think that there is a different level. When he's confident, he plays at a different level.
When we come back, we got some more stuff to talk about after that game. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence coming your way in about 6 or 7 minutes. So we got a quick segment up next, and then we've got ourselves, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Right now, though, I learned a long time ago about Republic Food Company, so did Lance. I'm telling you, when you walk into that place, it's a smell like no other, and it's a good one, not the good kind of smell. Not the bad kind. The good kind where you go, holy cow, how rich. When you go into a new car, it's like walking into a new car all the time. That leather, and it's even better than a new car. It is so, so wonderful, that smell. And so is all the products. If you need anything leather, if you need anything rodeo, if you want to buy somebody rodeo stuff this holiday season, if you saw last year that they went to the rodeo and looked shungat, they didn't look rodeo good, or their rodeo stuff is getting old, get to Republic Boot Company and get them something this holiday.
Yeah, and there's something, I mean, look, there's the rodeo ready stuff. They've got a hat bar there that's really cool where they can custom fit the hat for you. They can custom fit stock boots for you. How do they do that? Well, 1836, first of all, is an incredible boot. Secondly, they will fit it to your foot. So if you've got a wider foot, they work with that boot to change it so that it fits your foot. And then, of course, as John mentioned, the gifts are incredible. But, you know, the first person you should be giving that gift to is yourself. Get yourself the gift of an awesome boot, an awesome hat, a belt buckle, a jacket, one of the many things that they have in the store. It's like a museum for Texas history. It's really pretty cool. And people come from around the country, and stars and celebrities and former pro wrestlers and musicians and actors to have boots made right there at Republic Boot Company. That's what we're talking about. It's republicbootcompany.com and the Heights, republicbootcompany.com.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 in HD, 97.9 HD2. This is John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. We are live in the Golden Nugget Lake Charles DraftKings Sportsbook. We love it, love it, love it here. Thank you, Golden Nugget, for having us out here. This is the place to come this holiday season, man. But make your reservation. Go to goldennuggetlc.com and you know, get in here, bring the family. Just so much fun. What a great place to enjoy the holidays here. Then between Christmas and New Year's, and you're off, and it just is, what a lively place. Man, it was packed last night. It was packed. There were four tables going in the poker room. Four tables. I waited 4 hours to play. Didn't even get in. Didn't even get in. That's how great it is. I mean, it is. It's awesome. So if you're looking for a little getaway just 2 hours down the road as opposed to going all the way to Vegas, jump in the car and let's go. Get on over here. Go. You can do a day trip. You don't even have to stay. You can do a day trip. That's how close it is. All right. I'm going to say something, and you can agree or disagree. What's the Texans' best team ever?
2011.
Yeah. This is better. This team's better.
Better team?
Better team.
J.J. Watt, you had the Wade Phillips team.
You had Arian Foster. You had Matt Schaub.
Well, that offense is really good. Andre Johnson.
Andre Johnson.
Their offensive line was one of the top five in the league.
O.D.
Owen Daniels, good tight end. You had Arian Foster, who was the ultimate touchdown maker that year. Andre Johnson, I don't know. I feel like the offense and defense was good. The defense was good, and the offense is below average. And the defense is great, and the offense is below average this year.
The offense is getting better.
How are they better than that team when that team won? They won more games with a. Although the Texans do have a tough schedule.
Yeah, this is
fourth in the league, but I don't know. I mean, their offense, how can you say this is the best team in their offense?
Well, first of all, the early on, you know, the defense did enough for you. I mean, I'm not even talking about the record. I'm just this team has the best chance ever to do something special.
Well, that team lost.
They lost Matt Schaub.
They lost Matt Schaub and.
Yeah, but you know what?
And Matt Leinart, right?
Yeah.
They were on TJ Yates, who's third.
Yeah.
The Texans that year were 10-3, and then they lost their final three to wind up 10-6. And of course, they won the wild card round. That team with Schaub was, people were legitimately talking Super Bowl.
Yeah.
With that team.
Well, because they could run because Matt Schaub, because Gary Kubiak was in his bag. Matt Schaub was not playing scared. I mean, that was before we knew the terror that was in his heart. And then you had, and people couldn't stop Arian Foster.
No.
And then Bulls on Parade started there with young JJ, who took it to another level the second half of the season, and then, you know, you had Connor Barwin and
that team gave up 17.4 points per game. They were second in the league in yards per game at 285.
Yeah,
I just feel like this is.
I don't think this is a better team.
This is the. I do. I think this is the best team they've ever had.
How can it be?
Because they're so much better. Because they're so dominant defensively.
But it's a two-way to have a great team. It's got to be all phases.
Well, I want to tell you this. Like, I really do believe now Nick Cayley's got to come through, obviously.
Would you be saying all this if they had faced Baltimore with Lamar Jackson?
They did face Baltimore with Lamar Jackson.
No, they did.
No, they did.
It was Cooper Rush.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I would.
I wonder if you would
But Baltimore sucked sucked all year with Lamar Jackson in there.
Hold on. If they had, my guess is they wouldn't, and you were sucking back then too. My guess is, and their defense was playing terribly back then. My guess is it would have been a lot harder to beat Lamar Jackson because they've never beaten him that I can recall, the Texans. Like, I don't know if you would be saying this if Lamar Jackson played. They've had some fortunate things happen.
I ain't scared of Lamar. Listen. Lamar Jackson has been there for most of the season. They're not a good football team.
You faced the Chiefs with two backup tackles.
You beat the Chiefs with Pat Mahomes. I mean,
the Colts with an injured Daniel Jones. Like, you've had some fortunate things. Even though your schedule looks really tough, you've had some very fortunate things go your way this year.
Yeah, you've had
that team, like, the disrespect you're showing to 2011.
It is disrespectful.
No, this is the best team they've ever had.
This
is the best team they've ever had.
They're running for like 3.3 yards a carry.
They're a one-sided team who has a dominant defense. And the offense, you keep saying they're getting better. When they face anyone who can stand up to them, they don't get to 20 points. Or they get to 20 points. The Cardinals can't stand up to them. We saw that early. When they play teams who actually know what they're doing, like, did it look like a good offense when Spagnuolo was dialing up all those pressures?
They
had no answers. They continually
had
no
answers. Against the Broncos, they had no
answers. And won the game.
That's fine.
And won the game.
I understand that, but I'm not going to allow what happened yesterday to change my opinion. When this offense is very flawed.
When the 2011 team lost their quarterback, they lost three games.
Yeah.
When the 2025 team lost their quarterback, they won three games.
Listen, they did beat the Titans. I'll give you that. And that's a tough
yes.
one.
Yes. Beat
tough.
The Jags, it's the first-place Jags.
Very tough.
It took a miracle. We
and
know
they,
that.
And they did it.
A good game against the Bills because of the defense. You scored nothing in the second half. I just think that this is silly to call it the best team.
This is their best
and
team.
Say,
ever.
But if you said they had this is their best chance to win,
yes.
I would say almost you're right, except for the fact that they had the Ravens. They had the Ravens beat with T.J. Like, they were so good that they could beat the Ravens in Baltimore with T.J. Yates.
Jacoby Jones isn't muffing
Jacoby
punts.
Screws that up. And then they came back from that. They actually came back and took a lead.
Yeah, but they didn't
Jacoby
win that
Jones.
Game.
I know, but the point is they were with their third-string quarterback, not C.J. Stroud. They had their third-string quarterback in, and they had a lead in Baltimore, and that was a real – that was Ray Lewis Ravens.
But they didn't have their quarterback. That's the point. They don't. They didn't have it. They didn't win. They didn't do it. This team
hasn't done that either.
Wait. Just wait. I'm telling you here and now, this is their best team ever.
Hey, easy, Luther Vandross.
Okay.
This is here and now.
Best team
I would agree
they've ever
they had.
Had
the best opportunity because the AFC is not good. There's no Tom Brady. There's no Ravens. I would agree because the 2011 Texans had to deal with all of that.
How is this the best team when you felt good about them for maybe 3 weeks?
No, I felt
4 weeks. Most of the season you haven't felt good about
However, this defense is different. Okay.
I agree.
This
Look, I'm not going to argue that.
Changes everything.
I'm not going to argue that, but that defense that we just talked about averaged, they allowed 17.5 points a game. This yeah. one allows just over 16. Like, it's not drastically different.
Well, it is drastically
and
different.
And I'll bet you that team had just about as many sacks, but I might be wrong.
It is different, though. It's this defense
yeah,
is different.
Yeah, what's different is this offense can't run the ball.
Yeah. Well, watch down the stretch here now. Jawar's here. Watch Jawar's here now.
Jawar's here.
Jawar is here. Watch yourself, okay? Time for you. And when we come back, maybe you learned something this weekend like what I just said, although it's not this weekend. It's a new week. But what did you learn this weekend? You got one sentence to tell us live from the Golden Nugget Lake Charles at the DraftKings Sportsbook. 713-780-3776. Get in now. And let's play. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Next, a little underdog here is what you learned.
Yeah, let's talk about underdog fantasy. Monday Night Football, you got Monday Night Football going on tonight. What, it's the Steelers and Dolphins, I believe. And so there's going to be a lot of hires. There's going to be a lot of lowers. Did you know that you can also make team picks? So now you can have your team picks along with your player picks. When I say player picks, pick a player and then look at their statistics and say, ooh, I like that. I think there's going to be a lot more touchdowns scored. I think Achan's going to have two rushing touchdowns. Oh, good, because it's 0.5, so I'm going to go higher on that one. Then you can go lower with some. You can go higher with others. Receiving yards, catches, sacks. I mean, there's a ton of different stats that they have available. And then you can pick anywhere from 2 to 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 players. And the more you pick, if you hit them, if all of those hit, your payout is going to be huge. It's going to be substantial. And so you got a chance to win big money with Underdog Fantasy. It's totally legal right here in the state of Texas. Just download the app. It's Underdog Fantasy. Use promo code Lance, and they are going to give you $75 in bonus entries after you play just your first $5 fantasy entry. That's it. Just first $5, and you're going to get $75 in bonus entries. That's the hookup. Underdog Fantasy, but you must use promo code Lance on your first deposit.
Crypto.com predictions powered by Underdog Predict. Trading derivatives involves risk and may not be appropriate for all. For more information, visit Nadex.com/rules and UnderdogFantasy.com/rules. For Crypto.com predictions, the term pick refers to a product traded on CDNA. Must be 18 plus and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_HTML for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, and welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. We got a full board, but as soon as somebody gets off, you get in to play. What did we learn? What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? I'll start. Todd Gurley is still fifth in the league in rushing touchdowns since 2015, and he hasn't played a game since 2020. Still fifth in the league.
Mm.
Wow. I didn't realize how good he was.
That's insane. Oh, Todd Gurley was until he got a second contract. His second contract was a disaster.
Yeah, that's true.
He didn't do anything with the second contract, really. Most running backs don't.
Nope. It's
pretty rare. Saquon Barkley.
Still fifth in the league since 2000, in 10 years, over 10 years, and he hasn't played
that's
the last five.
That's a ton of touchdowns right there, boy.
Yeah, that's a ton. All right, 713-780-3776. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Who's you got the order, Dell? I don't have the order. Do I have the order? Okay. La Salsa, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Hey, I learned that the mayor of Kingstown is legit, man. Great show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of.
It's all right.
I like, and then once you get to the other seasons, I started just kind of. Like,
yeah, I saw the first. I didn't see any.
I saw the first 2 years, and then this year.
Maybe I saw the second
year. I haven't started year three.
Yeah, I haven't either.
There's a lot of bunny in it.
Yeah.
It's just the friendship between the fixer and the crip is just weird for me.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't feel like this is real, but okay.
Who is next? Next up, it's, and by the way, so you wanted to talk. Biscuit, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Hey, man, I wasn't one thought about the text, but what I learned, Lance and John and Dale, once an idiot, always an idiot. Good job, Dylan Brooks.
Who?
Dylan Brooks.
Did you see the play with
Yeah, if you missed it last night,
LeBron.
The Suns and the Lakers are playing. Competitive game. Lakers had a big lead. Suns came back. Dylan Brooks knocks down a three late to give the Suns the lead. He tries to draw a foul on LeBron as he's taking the shot. Doesn't get the foul called. Then he immediately presses up on LeBron after already getting a technical for another altercation with LeBron. So he makes physical contact, gets thrown out of the game. LeBron misses the tying free throw and then gets fouled on because Luka threw him a grenade late in the clock to win it. He gets fouled on a three, misses the first, makes the next two, and the Lakers beat the Suns in Phoenix. Dylan Brooks got ejected, wasn't out there because he could not maintain composure.
Yeah. And earlier in the game, he was going driving right, and the ball kind of got loose, and he slapped it, and it hit it right into LeBron's face, and LeBron wanted to kill him.
Yeah, well, they've been going at for years.
For years, yeah. Who's next? Keith. Keith, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned last night that Chris Collinsworth said that Josh Oliver of the Vikings is the best blocking tight end in the NFL, and I was curious if Lance Erline agrees.
Oh, no. Next.
There it is.
It's not how the game's played.
Yeah.
You don't answer questions?
Although he's watching tight end blocking closer than I am in the NFL level, so.
Yeah, maybe.
To be fair.
Maybe. He's got PFF.
He was a pass catcher in college. It's interesting if he developed into that kind of run blocker.
All right. Who's next? H.A., I don't have a list. Who's next?
We have LSU Brian next.
LSU Brian, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that Tyler Shuck is a little more than what I thought he was.
Mm-hmm.
Last
few weeks, they've been tough.
There's a lot of Saints fans mad that Shador wasn't a quarterback and that Tyler Shuck, this old-ass quarterback, and he's actually played pretty well. Look, when he's protected, he can sling it now. He's not the best when he's under duress. So that's
I don't know anybody that's at their best when they are, but okay.
Yeah, no, that's true, but he, does terrible things. But he, he's actually played pretty well.
Yeah, he has.
The fans in New Orleans have kind of.
Well, they beat Tampa. Now they beat they beat Carolina now.
Really messing up that NFC South race.
The
Saints just come in a spoiler. And I think the Panthers and the Bucks have to play each other twice in the last 3 weeks.
Well, there you go. That'll decide it.
Yeah.
It'll decide it. Who's next, AJ?
And we have Ocho.
Ocho. ¿Qué pasó, Ocho?
Yeah, I learned that for the sixth time in the last decade, North Shore and Duncanville will face off in the state championship game.
Wow, those are two, and Duncanville's been such a pain in the ass.
I learned this weekend that Louisiana high school football had one of the craziest endings I have seen in a state championship
ever.
Game.
Yeah.
and one kid is going to.
Oh my God, that
hate
kid
it for life.
Yeah, he blew him. Took his helmet off when they were kneeling.
33 seconds ago, although there was a timeout called apparently. Yeah. He thought the game was over. There was still a timeout on the other side. Somebody had screwed up. They thought there was no timeouts, but there was. Either the coach screwed up or the clock manager. He took his helmet off and threw it. You still can't do that with time left. Took his helmet off, threw it high into the air, and the ref's like, that's a penalty.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that.
And then they had to
back him up. It was four. Then they took a snap after that. Did you hear what happened after that? They took a shotgun snap and ran around and then kneeled down. And the clock still wasn't. The other team still had another timeout. They didn't know that. Had a timeout. And so, oh, that's right. They didn't have to burn their timeout. The kid threw his helmet. They threw a flag.
Yeah,
they stopped the clock.
They didn't
have to burn
the
timeout, so they had one left.
Right.
They took it at a shotgun. So it was like 4th and 35.
Yeah.
They punted. They rushed the punt. The kid like had so much pressure, he punted it about 12 yards out of bounds. And the other team got one.
This is what did you learn in one sentence? I don't know if you.
Yeah, but I'm not.
Right.
I'm explaining.
Right.
Oh well, actually, it was my way.
It was yours. Yeah.
Well, just so people, we're not going to go back to it. And then they kicked the field goal to beat them.
To beat them.
Archbishop Shaw lost, and it's all because the center threw his helmet to celebrate.
Who's next? AJ
Woods.
Woods. What'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I learned that Carlos Boozer's airline ran on a walk of Jaylen Brown's airline.
I couldn't understand.
He learned that Carlos Boozer's hairline ran. So,
he could run.
Walks.
So Jaylen Brown's could run.
Yeah.
Oh, 713-780-3776. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Who's next, AJ?
Sean.
Sean, what'd you learn this weekend?
I learned that you can be in the pink and feel the oats.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You learned that earlier today.
Yeah.
You
learned that today. That was almost this weekend, but it was close. Well, he might have heard Bill Cowher say it and then learned it then. That was this weekend. 713-780-3776.
You don't even know.
I read what dictionary.com said.
And you're dropping.
Maybe have a filter.
You're dropping pink in there. Yeah.
I just read what dictionary.com said as the sentence for feel your oats.
You should feel very proud.
You should stop feeling your oats right now. Who's next, AJ?
Elliot.
Elliot, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Morning, guys. I learned that if it's 2 a.m. and you're hammered, be careful calling an old flame to hook up because her new fiance just might answer the phone.
Ooh. That's no good.
Answer the phone. Would you call a home phone? Is there still home phones in 2025?
Or maybe he picked up her cell.
Yeah,
it was late at night.
Yeah.
Who the hell is
who's calling?
Elliot.
Who the hell's calling my girl?
Yeah.
The hell, Elliot.
Yeah. Well, Elliot, you got to know what she's doing, too, right?
Yeah.
2:30 in the morning. Good Lord.
I mean, she may very well be up for
you
it.
You up?
Didn't know. But he didn't know. How old school is that? I mean, how?
Text?
You got to text first. You up?
Well, no, but how old is that? My question is, he must not have had any contact with her for a long time.
Right.
She was engaged.
Or maybe he didn't care. Maybe he knew it.
No, maybe.
You'll never know with Elliot.
He didn't
Steelers
feel
fan.
Like she'd be there. He'd be there.
He just didn't know that she answered the phone.
He's what they call a yinzer.
I could see.
He's a yinzer.
He calls, doesn't expect
right.
the fiance to answer the phone.
Yeah, but the fiance's right next to her.
He's drunk.
You know?
He was drunk.
She's going to get
drunk.
Up and go, I got to go for a minute. I got to leave at 2:30 in the morning.
He said he was drunk. He wasn't thinking clearly.
Yeah, that's true. Who's next, AJ?
Underrated mess.
Underrated mess. What'd you learn this week in one sentence?
I learned that the Barrio was deep at the Heisman. Orale.
Oh, my God.
Pavia.
The Pavias.
Mendoza.
Better brother threesome.
Whoa.
Jokic or the Pavias?
Well, the Pavias are a nuisance. The Jokic is...
Across the board.
Will kill,
his mom, like
you.
Everything.
Like, the Jokic just might hurt you. But
the Pavias look like they could.
They're little fellas. I don't know how much hurting they're going to do. They're a nuisance, though.
Yeah, but I feel like they're packing.
I feel like they're packing.
The Jokic's aren't.
I don't know. I think the Jokic's will do it with their fists.
The Jokic's are 6'9", 6'10".
Yeah.
I'm going.
They're
the
way
Jokic's.
Scarier than those wee fellas.
Yeah. Well, I'm not talking
those hobbits.
I don't know who'd go further though, the Pavias or the.
I don't know.
Or the Jokic's.
Well, the Jokic's are willing to beat up other NBA players. I think the Jokic's might go further.
Diego Pavia looked like he was being made. Like, he thought he was going somewhere.
That's what I'm saying. And that's what that's
or
the
like
problem.
He's a kid from New Jersey going to somebody's bat mitzvah.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, I'm going to wear my best chains. Like, it was crazy with his black turtleneck. And then what you didn't see, what we hadn't talked about, is he was at some place partying afterwards, and there was a sign. You know, these signs, you can get something put on a sign. It's electric, and it says F Indiana.
F them voters. F them voters.
But he had another one that said F Indiana also.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, and then he was shooting a rod at it, and he was – and then he came back – and then his agent came back and tweeted – I mean, Diego came back and tweeted – I am a competitive person, and unfortunately, my competitive nature got the best of me, and I was unable. Because I'm sure his agent's like, dude, we're trying to get drafted. You're 5'10". Your fifth round is about the top of the ceiling for where you're going to get drafted. Please don't do stuff like this.
Didn't he know he wasn't going to win it? No one informed him he wasn't.
It was close.
No, it wasn't. He won by a landslide.
Oh!
It wasn't even close in second.
When somebody did a poll before and said it was coming down to the wire, I didn't see the final tally.
No, the final tally they said was actually not as close as they thought it was going to be.
Mendoza had 643 first place votes. Pavia had 189.
Oh God, that's a landslide. Yeah. All right, you want to AJ? We got time for one more?
No, it's 8:05.
I don't care.
Let's go to break.
I mean, what?
I don't
for
care.
What? For
I don't...
for what? For who?
For just wow, the rest of the show. Yes, it's 8:05.
8:05. Oh, all right. We got a break. Thanks, Adele.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks to me.
Okay. That's just stupid. Everybody loves to play What Did You Learn This Weekend?
Who
in one
said
sentence?
It has to stop?
Well, it doesn't have to stop, but we have to break. That's the that's the problem I'm having.
Hold and come,
you know
back.
What, though? The good news is we get to talk about Billy Brown. Billy, we want to apologize for our last commercial last Friday. I don't know what was said, but I'm pretty sure it was.
Here, let me go full Diego Pavia. We're competitive people, and sometimes our competitive nature gets the best of us.
And we were talking about how great you were with the Brown down and all that stuff. We just want to apologize. I mean, you are, though. You are competitive. You make the Brown go down for everybody.
Yeah, you really do.
You really do.
The Brown does.
It goes down.
If it won't, he finds ways to get
But we out. Also repipe, right? He also pipes. He also, right? That's what he does. And he gives you a water heater on the way out.
Trenches it out and lays it. And then you are repiped underneath your slab. That's what he can do for you. He doesn't do it so much as the workers he has.
The workers, yeah.
Billy's like, I ain't digging anything. Yeah. I'm not tunneling under that house.
But Billy's
it's
the
hard
one,
work, and they get it done.
But Billy's the one that gives you the water heater if he's, you know, repiping, right?
Yeah.
He's the one that does that.
He gives you a brand new standard water heater as part of the deal. Yeah. So, if your water heater's 10, 11 years old, say, it doesn't matter. I'm hitting reset. I'm taking a new one.
He's better than Derek Jeter. I mean, Derek Jeter leaves you with a baseball. Billy leaves you with a water heater.
That's okay? Right.
I mean,
so once again, we'll apologize for this one, the next one.
The next one. But if you need a plumber, there's one place to go, Aqueduct Plumbing Company, 281-488-6238 or aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
ESPN 97.5.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.